What's going on, K-State Nation? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, weekend edition. Eddie Greer, your host here, once again for this podcast here. I am recording on Friday morning. This won't be out until Sunday. I've been meaning to get to the NFL Combine, which went down last week, which included two of our cats, former K-Staters, in that. So I want to touch on one of them here in just a minute. Of course, we're going to have a lot of content coming out here between now and then as well, which includes already episode 149 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with my special guest. So make sure you check that out as well. We're going to have a lot of content, especially depending on where K-State goes or ends up in the Big 12 tournament / NCAA. Lot on that, and all that saying, we have officially approached episode 150 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, and I'm working up something special for that as well. So definitely, this is the right. If you have found this podcast, you have found it at the right time. So appreciate y'all for those who've been listening for a while. Me and Alex, my co-host, thank you so much for continuing to listen to this podcast. It has been a constant grind, constant fun, constant ride, seeing the numbers continue the way they've been. And I am, as long as they continue to be like they are, I will continue to post daily content, which is, oh, by the way, the only K-State podcast here in Manhattan, Kansas, to post daily content 6+ days a week as well. So I want to make sure you subscribe, rate, review, do all that stuff, except no rating 1-star. Do not do that. As well, I've been meaning to touch on it. On this, it's been slipping due to other taking priority. Yeah, I knew that was gonna happen. Sorry. So I've been meaning to get this, but other K-State sports been taking priority. But NFL Combine went down last weekend, right? And oh, by the way, Kansas City has the NFL Draft this event this year, which is all of a sudden not too far away, and we're debating on the fam is the word of the fam meaning my fam family is debating about going. So once a lifetime opportunity, so we only live less than 2 hours out, excuse me, from Kansas City. So that is going to be real fun. And of course, the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl for the second year time and 3 seasons, yeah, something like that. Of course, Alex Aiden knows about that, him being a Chiefs fan, he is. But, he's a big Chiefs fan. Kansas City Chiefs coming off another Super Bowl run. It's gonna be jiving. I tell you that right now. So I'll keep you apprised of that. If we do decide to go, you'll hear it first right here on the Pro Project Podcast for sure. But we've been talking about it for a while, so we're big football fans over here in Manhattan, Kansas. Of course, Deuce Vaughn declaring for the NFL draft after the Sugar Bowl loss. And he did, and I'm looking at right now, got in front of my computer, the NFL Combine is great, how he greeted out. Looks like, okay, I'm not getting into this right now, but he graded almost a pretty much a 6 there, and according to Next Gen Stats, that is good, a 72. All right, so looks like the Combine as a running back, of all the running backs, 13th. There is the athleticism score. He ranked 18. I'll do the score, but I ain't gonna do anything else. And then of course, the Combine ranked 17th there as well. But the vertical jump for Deuce, 3.5, not too shabby. And this is, they should have had the 40-yard dash on here. What? Anyways, whatever. Same, whatever. So broad jump, I'm just gonna roll with the punches here. Where they get what this says. Broad jump, 9 inches, 9.8 inches there. Bench press. They should, if they're gonna put that, they need to put how many they benched. How heavy it was. Like 225, 300, 150, something like that, right? 17 reps reduced there as well. Here's an interesting thing here. You're only here first, right here on the Pro Project Podcast, right? Pretty sure. Hopefully Alex listened. Yeah, I'm calling you out, Alex. Hope you listen to this. We can talk about this in a future weekly here, but I'm gonna read this here, an overview from let's see, Lance Zierlein, NFL analyst. And again, I'm getting this off of NFL.com. And he compared Deuce. What? Who's J.J. Taylor? I don't know who that is. But I do know who Jaquez Rogers is. He was the backup running back for a couple years for the Atlanta Falcons. Deuce, playing style. This is from Lance Zierlein, right? Deuce Vaughn, right? Playing style is similar to that of former NFL running back Jaquez Rogers. But Rogers was much heavier than Vaughn at a similar height. Despite the versatility, production, and durability, teams might focus on his lack of size. However, he sees the field clearly, is fearless between the tackles, possesses quality contact balance, and finds his way into the end zone as a runner and receiver. Deuce has an uphill climb ahead of him, but his history of consistent high-end production makes the climb to success seem achievable. End quote there as well. And I'm going to read one strength and one weakness. I could get into this all. I can make this into weekly right now. This is a daily, so we're not going to get into all that. I'm going to try to make sure I save this, and me and Alex will have further discussion on this in an upcoming week weekly edition podcast. When you're doing this for a while now, it all kind of jumbles all up in a nice big bowl of chili, right? Strength. Productive as a ball carrier and pass catcher, right? One of his weaknesses, measurables fall well below NFL norm at the position. Huh, that's interesting. Oh, boy. So there you go there. But his overall assessment of Deuce, pretty spot on what we've seen here at K-State. And we knew, even before Deuce wanted to declare for the draft, we were all concerned about the size. Now, of course, Darren Sproles, another case, obviously, Worm Arner, Darren Sproles, he played in the league, NFL league, a long time. Why? He made a huge impact, whether it was on special teams or on a third down back situation, and he made his hay in the special teams game, and also doing things the right way as a backup running back as well. So, you know, as much as I wince at that, but again, hey, Deuce is a hard worker. So he ain't going to back down for anything. He's spot on about his assessment there as well. So, but we can get in, me and Alex can get in a long discussion, deeper discussion about this at a future weekly here, but this is just a tidbit of what Zach, now my computer goes to sleep again, pull his name up here, Lance Zierlein, that's what he said about Deuce, and I wonder what he said about, now I lost track, oh no, I can't think of his name now, what, no, Felix, there we go, Felix Nduke Uzomah, yeah, there we go, man. So, yeah, this is what I get for recording early in the morning. But that's where it is right now with Deuce. So everything now looks ahead to the draft, and we'll see what happens from there on. And I haven't even talked about Julius Brents yet. Julius Brents, his stock has skyrocketed since the Senior Bowl. He did very well in the Senior Bowl as well. So, again, I think, yeah, by far, I think Julius, he could definitely be second round, no later than early third, I think. Look at me talking some NFL draft here on the podcast. So yeah, that's how I see it with that as well. So that's a little bit of NFL Combine review with some of our former K-Staters out there doing what they need to do to see if they can sneak in and get drafted or get picked up by one of the NFL teams. The Pearl Project Podcast, once again, download it, get it, subscribe, you know the deal. So if you're listening, this is your first time or your 20th time listening to this podcast, we appreciate your support, and strap up, folks, for another full week, big week for this podcast, and particularly coming up this week. Man, I was so excited. But for right now, that's going to do it for this PBD edition here, special edition, focusing on Deuce Vaughn and what he did at the NFL Combine last weekend. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.